This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This month, we're learning about water conservation opportunities, project cost share money, and technical assistance available under programs launched under previous farm bills and continued in Farm Bill 2014. Specifically, we'll hear from producer Joel Bergman of Loomis, Nebraska, how he switched from labor-intensive canal and gravity irrigation to pivot and underground drip systems on his 1,500-acre operation.
It's all irrigated except for a few pivot corners that are dry land. We raise corn and soybeans. Along with that, we have a small feedlot operation.
Loomis is in south-central Nebraska, a few miles west of Holdridge. That's where Curtis Scheel is located. He's the Natural Resources Conservation Service water quality specialist.
We did a regular equip, convert gravity to a full-circle center pivot.
Bergman's second NRCS assisted water conservation project was a different animal. It was funded through a program called AWEP under the previous farm bill. The Agricultural Water Enhancement Program is no more. It was rolled into a new program under Farm Bill 2014, but under AWEP, NRCS partnered with local entities like water conservation management districts to help agricultural producers implement water enhancement activities on working lands to conserve surface and groundwater and improve water quality. The Bergman Farmstead prevents one pivot system from sweeping 360 degrees. There's a pie slice where the farmstead's located. Bergman proposed to the Tri-County Irrigation Canal System putting in a wiper center pivot and 20 acres worth of underground drip irrigation.
We run underground plastic lines. They have emitters about every foot, and these lines are buried 15 to 16 inches deep, and they're about 60 inches apart.
Curtis Scheel at NRCS says that subsurface tape drip system provided everyone a learning experience.
He was kind of one of the first ones to put it on the canal system, which is kind of interesting. Normally, you'd like to see them on a well just because it's cleaner water. The water goes through the tape and out these little tiny emitters, and so you don't want dirty water, so you got to filter it out really good. But he was one of the first ones to try that. Since then, it's become a lot more popular. We've seen a lot more applications for equip funding for it.
Joel's underground drip was a good example of NRCS partnering with a local agency, the Tri-County Irrigation Canal System.
The subsurface drip system and that pivot, that is done under the EWIP program in conjunction with the Tri-County Canal System. And when I was willing to run canal water into this drip system, that is something they wanted to see, so I got funded for that.
NRCS and the Tri-County Canal System thought this experimental project had merit and committed funds to it in order to determine if canal water would work through the underground tape.
I think this is our fifth crop that we've raised with it. And actually, I don't know if I would say there's any surprises at all. It has worked just kind of exactly like we intended it to.
That funding pass-through program we've called AWEP, that particular initiative is no more. Under Farm Bill 2014, its provisions have been rolled into another acronym, RCPP, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program.
All in all, it's the same. Agencies like your local conservation districts or other partners can apply for grant money to fund what they would like to see funded.
Your local NRCS office can help you develop a plan to improve water quality and reduce consumption and find conservation programs that work for you. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry.org.